It's going to be a big Tuesday here on the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. This is Eddie Greer, host of the Pearl Project Podcast, where we cover all things K-State sports here early. Yes, early on a Tuesday morning, April 15th, 2025. It's the first time listening to this podcast. Thank you for tuning in to this episode. Yeah, big day, obviously, sports. Later on this evening at Twin Family Stadium, it's going to be Northeastern taking on K-State on the baseball field tonight for a two-game set in the middle of the week. I'm going to call it that because Tuesday are right there, so you have that. I'm going to give, this might be a three-episode day here on this podcast here, highlighted by this. This will be the main episode. Will come out around lunchtime, so be on the lookout for that. Gossman playing since Sunday, so we'll check in with them also today as well. I believe the Big 12 Championship Tournament begins for K-State Women's Golf as well. So there's all types of goodies going on for K-State, but I didn't see. Now, again, he might give me a pass a little bit here as we're about to talk about what the main thing will happen yesterday. Well, basketball, we'll flip the script a little bit to men's basketball here. Somebody else hit the transfer portal, and I believe it's the third K-State player to hit the transfer portal, maybe the fourth one. Not surprised there. Might get into that on a separate episode if I have time this morning. We'll see about that. But anyway, Serena Sundell, now, before I get into her again, now, I didn't know the WNBA draft was like 2 weeks after the tournament. Yeah, I give these ladies time. But anyway, Serena Sundell last night, huge news, and yeah, we're going to talk about it, obviously, because we are an everyday podcast, right? Make sure you subscribe to this podcast. Serena Sundell getting drafted in the third round last night, and she got drafted by the Seattle Storm in the WNBA annual draft event last night, and she was out there last night. Just terrific. She was terrific out there. But yes, Serena Sundell getting drafted, and she becomes now the ninth K-State Wildcat in school history, right, to be selected in the WNBA draft, the 12th player overall to become part of the league. And this is the first time. You got to go back since 2018. Brianna Lewis, big girl, was drafted last there as well. Seattle, a little bit on Seattle real quick. They are led by Noelle Quinn. They were in the top five in the WNBA a year ago. The 25-15 record. They lost in the first round there as well. And here, a little bit of family tree going on here. She will play in the same city as her brother Jalen, who is the current offensive lineman. How do we miss this? Currently an offensive lineman playing for the Seattle Seahawks. And also, there's also K-State connection as well while I'm thinking about it. And unfortunately, he got let go by the Seattle Seahawks a couple of months ago. But Tyler Lockett made his presence felt big time for Seattle Seahawks. Obviously, he got hit. Seattle Seahawks side, nope, we ain't keeping you. So there's that situation. And hey, that's all I know on that situation. I can comment further on that, but I'm not going to at this time. But yeah, Tyler Lockett made his presence felt. And I'm pretty sure Serena is going to do the same thing. This is big. Obviously, we know the situation with Ayoka Lee. She forego the WNBA, which she would if, in a perfect world, if she wasn't hurt, if she didn't get majorly injured, whatnot, she would have definitely be first round, obviously. But, hey, again, that's where the card falls, you know. So you're not going to get it. You're not going to get that sometimes. And, again, kind of relating a little bit. I know the fellas on the midday show yesterday on 96.5 The Fan were talking about World Majors and Rory McIlroy. This is not a golf podcast, but I thought Rory McIlroy already had the Grand Slam. As good as he's been in the PGA. That was shocking. Obviously, he won the Masters over the weekend. And I thought he already won all the majors. Apparently not. And almost, one of my friends almost called it. He basically called it, really. It wasn't for no overtime. Yeah, he almost gave it, he pretty much gave it away. And luckily for him, he got it back. But that's just some nuggets there. But Serena Sundell, congrats to you. And well deserved, getting drafted by Seattle in the third round last night in the 2025 WNBA annual draft. You might as well call that a gala, because them ladies, including Serena, were looking fantastic last night. This is the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. I'm not going to go. Obviously, next week, it's race week for yours truly, as he's getting ready for trying to turn around, get ready for Garmin Olathe after going back-to-back last weekend. In like the Ozark, so I am trying to play, be smart about whatever tapered it is that I'm going through. But next week we're gonna come back, and I've brainstormed it this on this podcast. We're gonna go back, do a week through all the ladies, this core, this legacy that left this awesome legacy at K-State basketball, women's basketball. We're talking about. We're going to go right back through one more time through all these stats. And I'm not going to go. I'm going to point out some already that we have not already discussed. And I'm leaving a important stat. Serena Sundell, all-time assist leader in K-State history. There we go. We'll put that out out there. That's what I'm talking about there. But obviously, we'll talk about Ayoka Lee, Serena Sundell, Briley Glenn, Jalen Glenn. They grow. Briley's getting is going to use her extra eligibility to play somewhere else. But they have left a legacy. And we're going to talk about all of them individually on next week's podcast here. So I'm excited for that. So there's that. There's that situation there as well. See, I like it that this is also the pet peeve that I have here. Everybody wants to congregate in one spot. You see one car in that spot, everybody wants to. Everybody wants to congregate in that location. Go park somewhere else. But anyways, let me see here. I saw something on Kayla Goff. Let me see if I can get that. Damn it. I read it. Yeah, okay, yeah. So, all right. So, speaking of Kayla Goff, right? Obviously, Kayla Goff, Brandon Lewis were on the same team at K-State under Deb Patterson. Yep. I had to bring that card out here in this mix on the podcast. But Serena Sundell joined Kayla Goff as the only two players in program history with 500 or more points and 200 or more assists in a season. That's what Serena Sundell did this past year there as well. And Serena Sundell was the first player in K-State history in 14th in NCAA Division One women's basketball history to record 17,000 plus or more career points, and on top of that, 800 or more career assists there for them as well. Again, just the stats are gaudy. Yeah, she's definitely Serena Sundell is definitely a WNBA talent for sure. look, we have seen her on the ranks. We grew up with this podcast, with this class, as I've said numerous times on the show. So again, we're gonna go recap all the numbers. We're gonna try to unpack this one episode at a time. That is next week. That's a project that we're gonna start next week, all the way through, right up. It's gonna be a 5-day event, actually. Yeah, 5 days, and then yeah, I got the marathon next Saturday, so I can't be out here running around too much. Gotta scale it back, even though right now, I want to go out there and wreck havoc on the road. Not like that with my running ability, but we got to scale it back a little bit now. We got to now chow down, and hopefully, as they say, hay's in the barn. You can't be doing too much like I see other people. I don't know how other people are doing it, but that's another thing. I'm getting way off track here. But K-State, obviously, Serena Sundell's former alma mater. Obviously, K-State finished the season 13th in the AP poll, which I have not talked about yet. 15th in the USA Today, right? And, of course, the Wildcats clinching a 19th berth into the NCAA tournament, going all the way to the Sweet 16, which was only the fourth time in school history to do that. And we all know what happened there as well. But Serena Sundell, awesome, awesome stuff there. We're going to be seeing you. We're all, as the social media said, we're all Seattle Storm fans now. Officially there as well. And obviously, and I said this, I remember saying it, the very first time Serena signed to K-State, I'm going to like this player. I really, really do still like the player for sure. Serena Sundell last night getting drafted in the third round of the WNBA draft to the Seattle Storm, who made the postseason a year ago but lost in the first round. Serena is she's only getting started for sure as well. Congratulations to Serena Sundell, and of course all the success from the core from her 4 years here at Kansas State. And now we'll begin her new chapter in the WNBA. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, and get where a podcast found free and available daily. She has to record K-State content. It's your very first time listening to this podcast. Yes, sir. You want to tune in to the project I'll be doing next week and other coverage. We got, again, baseball tonight, Northeastern. Go ahead and hit that subscribe button, like, hit the alarm bell every time you post content daily. Yes, sir. Including the weekend, Saturday, Sunday. Y'all be first to know about it. And especially, you just go ahead and hit that top alarm bell every time you upload content. You'll be notified about that right away. Popping at Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. Again, that's Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast, I believe. I'll check back in with Alex, which again had another viral tweet go off. We'll check it. I'm thinking, hopefully he's available tomorrow night. We can go pop on there, because I believe next week, I'm going to be locked in next week. So I'm going to try to get him in here this week for sure. But for the meantime, make sure you subscribe over there to the Podbean app. Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast is the channel there. And of course, why not tell a fellow K-State fan about Serena Sundell in this podcast, the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. That's going to wrap things up on this K-State Women's Basketball edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Serena Sundell last night getting drafted in the third round, too. And by the way, she was the 26th pick in that round. Squeeze that in here for, almost left that out of there before we sign out of here. But anyways, she got drafted last night by the Seattle Storm. Congratulations, Serena. This has been another episode of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports.